36 minutes past the hour. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. We're at 58 degrees right now here in the Port City. Going to warm up to the mid-70s today. Passing showers through early this morning into lunchtime, and we'll see partly cloudy skies as we move throughout the day. And again, we're going to cool down, and it's going to be chilly moving into the end of the week. 75 today, 47 for your high by Friday. Welcome to North Carolina in December. Having this conversation this morning, and over the last couple of weeks, we've had news regarding the Federal Communications, the FCC rolling back rules surrounding net neutrality. And you know, I'm always trying to find newsworthy topics to discuss here on the air, and trying to get my arms wrapped around this whole thing. And then we have local professors here at UNCW basically saying, you know, if we repeal these regulations, it's going to be the end of the world for consumers and those who use the internet. Well, I have our next guest on the line, Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center. He's calling in this morning. Thanks to our good friends here at the Big Talker FM through Red Wolf Broadcast, we're able to partner us up with Yael this morning, and it's good to have you here, sir. And you're going to debunk some of these arguments being had regarding net neutrality this morning, I think. And good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing quite well, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And I think anytime we can get an expert of sorts on to talk about an issue that folks don't really get or can't get their hands wrapped around it, like myself, we want to take them through this. And this is the beauty of talk radio. I say it all the time. We can have an extended interview and get all questions answered out there, so that you will have the information and be equipped with that, so you can counter some of these arguments that we're reading in the news, whether that be through a UNCW professor here in town or some of our local media outlets that have been weighing in on the possible repeal of net neutrality. So to me, an internet user, a consumer all the time, as long as my Wi-Fi, I told you through email, as long as my Wi-Fi is working, that's about all I care about. As long as I can get online at the end of the day, that's the end of the day. But tell me where we're going with this thing, what it's all about. Take us through from the beginning, and then we'll progress through the timeline of where we are now.
Sure. Thanks a lot. I think for the number one, topic for us to discuss here is what this means. And when we look at net neutrality, that's really shorthand for what this is. What this is, it was a rule that was passed by the Federal Communications Commission in 2015. And that would actually classify internet service providers as Title II. Basically, that means that they're now public utilities as far as the government is concerned. So the government has as much authority to regulate internet service providers, really our way to get on the internet, as much as the waterworks, as much as the telephone companies and all the rest. So what this did in 2015 is that it implemented these rules. And what these do now is they actually put additional restrictions on the ISPs. These are the people who are giving you the internet, let's say Comcast, CenturyLink, Spectrum, you name it, and in some cities now, North Carolina, Google Fiber. So the rules are passed on these internet service providers, and they really tell them what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do in terms of, are they allowed to prioritize traffic when it is the evening time and you have a lot of people on Netflix watching their shows, or a lot of people kind of cruising the net after work? Are we going to be able to prioritize internet browsing and scrolling at this particular hour? Do we need to do it at a certain hour? Do we need to have more internet service providers in different parts of the state? That's really what these regulations gave us. And this was only in 2015. And I think for your listeners especially, it's very important to realize that most of these regulations did not exist before 2015. The internet worked fine. Everything was okay. We had plenty of innovation, as many can see now with all of our online and internet companies. So all this really did was to classify internet service providers, like I said, as public utilities. And what the FCC's new order, which will likely pass on December 14th, tells us is that basically this will be repealed and the internet will once again be free, open, and basically people will not have to have these burdensome regulations if they are an internet service provider.
Yael Osowski with me here from the Center for Consumer Choice, and we are talking about net neutrality, a vote the FCC going to repeal the heavy-handed internet regulations opposed in 2015 by the Obama administration. But at the end of the day, as a consumer, will this benefit me? Will I notice a difference? What is the takeaway for somebody that often uses and navigates the web?
Yeah, I think there's unfortunately been way too much misinformation on this. People sort of see it as the internet versus everyone else, but that's really not what it is. It's just about, do we want to have a regulatory authority, the same regulatory authority that fines TV stations for having cursing on the TV? Should that agency be in charge of the internet? Should they be the ones in charge of creating rules and regulations that are going to be used to either restrict your access to the internet, give people certain access to the internet, or the rest? So you as a consumer, what should be important for you is what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. And in the kind of pre-existing age, before 2015, the internet was the freest market available. You can buy and sell, people can start their companies, people can reach millions upon millions of people. And what these rules and regulations have done, at least the past 2 years, is they've actually made it more expensive for your ISPs, for your Comcast, for your Spectrums, to provide you internet. So what really we're talking about is, by eliminating this, we're actually making it so that it's a more competitive atmosphere. I know that sounds counterintuitive for a lot of people, but we have to think about what the role of the FCC is. You know, they are there to regulate what's happening with communications. And when you apply that to the internet, you're talking about this 21st century innovation that's going to be ruled by something that was a law written in 1934. This was to try to counter the telephone monopolies in the day, and now we're trying to apply it to the internet. So as a consumer, you're actually going to be better off with having none of this net neutrality regulation, as you call it, which, by the way, is just a principle. Net neutrality only means that the internet service providers won't discriminate if you're looking at ESPN or if you're looking at the University of North Carolina Wilmington's website. They're not going to discriminate based upon that. That's a principle. Most ISPs always uphold that, and I think that's what consumers want anyway. Do we need the government to regulate it? We don't really think so.
Yael Osowski is with the Consumer Choice Center. We're going to take a break. We're talking about net neutrality, FCC looking to roll back regulations that were imposed back in 2015, making some sense of this argument. We're hearing a ton of different information coming out from various media sources over the last couple of weeks. We'll break it down further after this break here on the Big Talker FM. All right, 12 minutes in front of the hour. We are here this morning with our first guest of the day, Yael Osowski with the Consumer Choice Center. You can find out more about what their organization does at consumerchoicecenter.org. And this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Carolina Beach Jewelers. From now till December 20th, enter for your chance to win an exclusive Carolina Beach destination bracelet. Just log on to wilmingtonbigtalker.com/giveaway for more information. Stop by their showroom at 1206 North Lake Park Boulevard inside the Michael Seafood Shopping Center on Pleasure Island. Ask for my buddy Brant Clark. Had a chance to meet him and his lovely wife last week, and you can visit their website at carolinabeachjewelers.com. Again, go to wilmingtonbigtalker.com/giveaway for your chance to win an exclusive Carolina Beach destination bracelet just in time for the holidays. Yael is with me this morning from the Consumer Choice Center, trying to make sense of this whole net neutrality discussion that we've been hearing in the news over the last couple of weeks. Head of the FCC announces a couple of weeks ago that they are going to repeal some of the internet regulations imposed in 2015 by the Obama administration. Yael is here telling me why, at the end of the day, it is a good thing that we are going to repeal some of these regulations put forth as we bring them back into the conversation here from the Consumer Choice Center. Tell me one article or one quote that I pulled up from our local professor over here at UNCW tells me that repealing some of these regulations, bringing them back, rolling them back, is actually going to intrude on the consumer's free speech. So tell me how regulations, rolling back regulations, are going to intrude on somebody's free speech.
Yeah, I think really the issue that we have here is that, you know, we have right now a system whereby the FCC, which is an independent government agency, effectively now has regulatory control of ISPs and the internet. So by kind of rolling back any of those regulations, you're actually making the internet a freer place where people are able to exchange ideas. I think likely what the professor is talking about is any kind of censorship that's done by some companies, whether it be Google and YouTube. And from what we've seen, at least in the news for the past year or so, the people who are getting censored, you know, tend to be those who have sort of critical anti-government voices. So, you know, there is a lot of issue with free speech on the internet, and it is something to be addressed, but it's not going to be addressed by inviting the government to regulate more of what's happening on the internet. That's actually going to make it a bit more difficult, and that's, you know, if we're following the model of regulation of many authoritarian governments in the world who do regulate their internet and have controls on the internet and censor their internet, like in China or in Turkey, that's a bad path to take. So trying to get rid of these regulations and rules, I think, is effectively going to be a better thing, not only for free speech, but for consumers who use the internet every day.
Now, Yael is with the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org, and talking about intruding on free speech. We can look at some of the social media hubs now. You got the Facebooks, the Twitters of the world, and to me, you look on their Facebook timeline, if you were interested in some news, all of a sudden, you know, maybe the news that you were looking for, well, you're looking for one side of the argument. Well, it just so happens that, you know, the other side happens to pop up, and we're getting word that maybe some of these right-leaning news websites are often shunned from, social media hubs like Facebook. Would this rollback of these regulations have any effect on social media? I'm assuming that most of these companies are probably for net neutrality to continue to do what they've been doing.
Yeah, what we've seen in the past is a lot of these larger companies, and we're talking, you know, unicorn companies with billions of dollars, such as Google, Facebook, and all the rest. You know, they actually do very much benefit from having these regulations in place. What it does is again, it raises the costs for other people, particularly startups, to create new businesses and to try to cater to the consumer. So if you want to help the consumer, you actually need to make it a more even sort of starting line. And in order to do that, you can't really have these regulations in place, which make it more expensive and more costly to enter the marketplace. When it comes to kind of censorship and what's happening there, you know, these are, at the end of the day, private companies, and they do have their own rules and restrictions and all the rest. And I think that's very different, though, from the FCC. This is something that you can't run from. You can't log out of the FCC, but you can log out of Facebook. You can log out of Twitter. You can create an alternative. And there are many alternatives that are popping up. And what we should really be concerned about when it comes to the internet and all these companies is how do we foster the best environment so that additional services, companies, websites, and all the rest can come up and compete. And how you don't do that, especially, is pass rules and regulations which actually favor monopolies, and in some cases, particularly in North Carolina, make it a very, very hard to kind of own and operate an independent ISP.
Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center is with me talking about net neutrality. Again, the FCC getting ready to vote. The head of the FCC looking to repeal heavy-handed internet regulations imposed back in 2015. Again, this utility has been around since the 1930s, and like everything in government, we decide now, let's make a change, or let's, 2015, we got to change the way we've been operating. And with the internet, of course, exploding over the last couple of decades, I think this is a good conversation to have to get listeners out there a little bit more informed, some more detailed information on how this would affect us or how it's been affecting us, whether we have known it or not over the last couple of years. And when it comes to, you mentioned the state of North Carolina, so tell me, how would we be affected, or would we be affected? What is the whole situation here as far as we're looking at it from here in the state?
Yeah, and another issue that we have in North Carolina particularly is that we don't have that many broadband connections. North Carolina actually ranks last in the entire country for the number of people who are on the internet and have broadband connections. But really, if you go back and look at it, and we do have some of this available on our website, consumerchoicecenter.org, we see that a lot of the regulations passed by not only localities and municipalities, but also the state government, the state of North Carolina, they've actually restricted many new ISPs from cropping up. So everything that's being talked about at the FCC level, none of that will change necessarily with these regulations going away. If anything, it's going to put more pressure on the local jurisdictions and on the state of North Carolina to ease up the rules and regulations. We've seen it in the past, and there's Madison, North Carolina, a city up in the north, where basically they provided a kind of municipal broadband service. You know, it's not the smartest thing for the local government to go in the business of creating the internet, but either way, they held this for a long time. People used it. It was an effective competitor, and because of state laws, basically they had to shut it down. Now, you see this in many other localities and other places where, you know, you would like to have more ISPs come in. Google Fiber has only now been able to invest enough money to be able to come into Charlotte and to Raleigh. Before, that was not very possible because it was very expensive, and the rules and regulations set by the state of North Carolina made it very hard. So this is not just something that we need to focus on at the federal government and the FCC, which us as individuals, at the end of the day, we don't have much power to kind of go against that. But us as sort of residents of North Carolina, we actually do have more authority and more power to push back against these local rules and state rules, which make it harder for people to bring internet to us. I think if we are able to do that a little bit more, make people more aware, then actually people in North Carolina will be better served, have more internet, more connections, and then we can all kind of browse the internet, create our companies, and do whatever we want to do at the end of the day.
Yael, we have just a couple of minutes to go. We're here with Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center. Again, more information about his organization at consumerchoicecenter.org, talking about net neutrality, the FCC's plans to roll back some of the regulations put in place back in 2015. So what are some of the talking points on the other side that we've been hearing and that we can quickly put to rest as we get closer to this decision now by the FCC?
I think the number one is that this is any kind of corporate takeover of the internet. I just think that's wrong. And I think that by inviting the government to regulate this more, you're actually making it more difficult for people to compete. And really, you're not allowing people to access all the services that they otherwise would be able to. So I think that's been a very, very big thing. Another one is that bad actors are now going to have some kind of free-for-all, which is not true at all. If we repeal these regulations, we still have the Federal Trade Commission. We still have many regulatory agencies who look at anti-competitive behavior. And this has happened in the past. It's happened here in North Carolina. It's been very present in the news. So don't think that just because these net neutrality regulations won't exist anymore, that all of a sudden it's a free-for-all. The company that was Madison River Communications, they were fined by the FCC because they were trying to block services like Skype and Vonage and all the rest. You know, this is not something that's just allowed to do, and I think that's one misconception people should address. What this means is actually more open internet, more freedom, more ability to have more internet service providers, and overall better for the consumer at the end of the day.
Yeah, more to choose from, which at the end of the day, we can put that argument into a number of different things that we're talking about as it relates to some of the topics of interest and of the day, as it relates to the world that we live in here in the United States and some of the things that we have, whether that be the healthcare discussion, among other things that we can talk about. More options for the consumer would likely, obviously, like as you said, as a free market man, would make it easier on the consumer cost-wise, and then you're going to have the winners and losers. The losers are going to be weeded out, and you're going to have those who provide the necessary things that we have in this world, whether that be through the internet or through something like healthcare. The more you have, the more products out there, the better to choose from, and then it'll help the consumer at the end of the day rather than those who are just stuffing their pockets full of cash. That's the way I look at it. Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org. We're going to have many more conversations with Yael over the course of the next few weeks and months. Thanks for stopping by this morning. I know you're a busy guy. Let's get you on again soon to talk about some of the other things that we've got going on across our country.
Sounds very good, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center, consumerchoicecenter.org. We're going to take a quick break. Becky Gray, Senior Vice President of the John Locke Foundation, will be calling in just after the top of the hour break to go over some legislative highlights from 2017, a look ahead into 2018 in the political realm here in the state of North Carolina and across the country. Quick break. We'll be back here on the Big Talker FM.